Madam Chairman, you have raised, as well as Senator Shaheen, the issue of heroin and what we need to do as we move forward. You've used the terminology, we need to be on the edge of our chair when it comes to issues like heroin. I would suggest also, and I present this to you, Mr. Attorney General, that we are seeing an increasing level of synthetic drugs that are coming into our communities and doing great damage. And of course the problem is that as a state you can say that based on this formulary this is a drug under this schedule, but all these individuals have to do is change that formulary and they evade or avoid those laws. We're seeing some really devastating impact in some of our very, very remote communities where the only way to get these drugs in is by the mail. Mm-hmm. And the drugs are coming into the community through the mails and
through the post office,
through the United States Post Office, Madam Chairman.
Yeah.
And it's something that we've been trying to work on some issues up north, again, we're seeing I don't know whether we call it an epidemic, a crisis, but we are being beat on these issues, and the impact to our communities, again, utilizing legal processes to get these drugs in there that are in many cases wiping out families. So
well,
we
Senator,
need some assistance here.
Senator, you've raised something that I think is a point that we really need to focus on, and I had the same reaction that the chair did when I first heard about this, but you're right. The Postal Service, the mails, are being used to facilitate drug dealing, and we need to work with the Postal Service to come up with ways in which we get at that problem. It is shocking to see the amount of drugs that get pumped into communities all around this country through our mail system. And that has we have to deal with that. That's a major problem that we have to deal with.